It's the investment that people put in the windows and doors, because if you look at the function of the house, you want to make sure that the product's still functioning really good after 20 years of use. The glass is quality, are fit for purpose, and give that longevity. Glass, it does more than one thing, right?
Hey guys, welcome to The Builder's Edge. I'm Norm Wales from Norm Wales Constructions. Now, for me, the whole purpose of this podcast here is to bring a little bit more awareness around the construction industry. I've been feeling for many, many years that there's not enough helpful information out there to support you guys to make the right choice. Now, we are a smaller family independent building company, and we're not here to build everybody's home, but we would definitely love to be able to work with you to facilitate your dream home. But if we don't build your new home, we want you to be able to make the right decision in choosing the right builder for you. So hopefully the information that I'm able to provide through this podcast can be informative and helpful that you can now create your dream home. So I hope you enjoy it, and thanks for watching. So Greg, what role does quality glazing play in boosting a home's resale value?
Well, in my opinion, it's the investment that people put in the windows and doors, because if you look at the function of a house, you want to make sure that the product's still functioning really good after 20 years of use.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to make sure that our products are compliant, the glass is quality, that our sections and systems that we use, our window systems, are fit for purpose and give that longevity. If we look at G. James as a business, like it's a 107-year-old business, and the reason why we've been around that long is because we care about our customer, and that we want to develop a quality product at the right price point that people can afford, and it will do the job for the house, so that when they do go to sell the house, you know, they don't have to worry about the windows.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that they function properly, they still look great, and they add value to the house.
Yeah, look, definitely investing in, you know, the right product to start with, they might spend a little bit more to begin with, but it's not going to cost you more money down the line.
No.
You know, and then like, how can energy-efficient glazing reduce long-term expenses for homeowners?
Right. Well, if we use the right glass combination in that house, so that we take the heat from, especially in Queensland, so what we want to do is reduce the heat travelling through the glass, through the window and door product into the house, where that if we have an air conditioning unit or fans or whatever ever cooling system you're going to use, that you're not burning electricity, mm-hmm. Okay? So we want to minimise that heat coming through. So we have a list of products that we recommend to our customers, depending on the energy report we get from the builder.
Yes.
And we make sure that those windows and doors are compliant, so that we reduce the energy footprint that that homeowner has to use, because we've supplied the right product.
And that's just going to save them money.
Absolutely.
As well.
Like over time, like, you know, it could be anything up to $1,000 a year.
Uh-huh.
You know, if especially if we have the heat that we've had, and, you know, if cyclones come through or whatever. So, you're going to use your air conditioning quite a bit. So we want to reduce that energy footprint, so that the air conditioner's not working hard, and sometimes hopefully not at all.
Uh-huh.
That's where we want to be. That's the benefits that we want to bring to yourself and your clients.
No, look, that's very true, mate. You know, and I guess when it comes down to, you know, glazing and like enhancing the comfort and the aesthetics of a home, you know, what does the customer have to look for?
Right. Well, if you look at glass, it does more than one thing, right? You know, it keeps the rain out. You know, it keeps the wind out. It keeps the heat out, and some glasses, high performance, keeps the noise out. So it's doing a lot of things. So if you get the right combination, probably the simplest glass I can mention is probably grey, light grey laminate. So it changed the look of the house, because there's a light grey there, and I know you use grey, and it really makes the house look sharp, different from everybody down the street, and it adds value. So when they go to resell, it stands out. Physically stands out. There's a physical standout.
Yeah.
That's tactile and real. So they're the things that we can bring to you and your client on what's required from an energy perspective, but also if we want a value add, we can as well.
Mm. So really, like, you know, when it comes down to families considering, you know, different glazing options there. Like, you guys pretty much have it all.
Absolutely. Look, we've got our own glass. If we look at G. James as a business, we are the biggest integrated supply chain manufacturer in the whole of Australia, bar none. So we've got our own glass businesses. We make our own laminate glass. We make our double glaze units. We've got our own extrusion presses that extrude our metal for us. We've got our own in-house engineers that design our windows. We've got our own test rigs where we actually test our products to cyclonic situations where we actually make them fail to find out what their capabilities are. So the product that we supply is actually way above what's required. So we've put a lot of investment in our business to ensure that quality of the product that we deliver to yourself and your clients is first class.
Yeah, look, and that's greatly appreciated, and that's why we choose to work with, you know, a reputable company like yourselves there. You know, like, we only want to deliver the best product we can to our customers there. But unfortunately, obviously, you and I would have heard stories out there that there's been other building companies that have used other glazing companies, you know, and, you know, it hasn't ended quite well for the consumer, you know. So what things have you experienced and seen out there that, you know, when a customer has unfortunately worked with maybe the wrong builder, or the builder's worked with the wrong glazing company, what impacts have occurred that's hurt the customer?
Yeah, well, there's a few things. You know, unfortunately, products rattle in the wind. People get concerned when storms come along. You know, am I going to be okay? That they don't lock and operate correctly, so they've got maintenance issues. And then, you know, are my screens and everything fitting correctly? Can I take them off? Can I use them? So, and what normally happens with that is when a client or a homeowner uses a builder where they've put product in that just meets requirement, just does the job, they over a couple of years decide, look, I'm not happy with that. I don't want to have windows don't slide properly. I don't want to have windows that rattle in the wind. I don't want their fly screens blowing off when the wind comes along. You know, so they start thinking, look, I want a better quality home, so who do I get that from? I get that from a better quality builder. So that goes, they're more aware of you know, what quality means, right? Like, quality and value are words that can be fluffy, but, you know, so if you look at quality, what is quality? Quality is, does it look good? Does it feel good? Is it compliant? Has it been around for a long time? Can I trust it? Right? Now, if you look at a builder, it's interesting. To build a house, I reckon there's probably about 100,000 steps to build a house, right? There's 3,000 steps to build a mobile phone. There's 30,000 steps to build a car, right? So you've got to orchestrate all of these trades, all these products coming together and get it right first go for 100,000 steps and deliver a quality product at the end of the day. This is the bit the homeowner doesn't understand.
Yeah.
They don't get this stuff. You've got to get it right. You get one go. And you've got to juggle all these balls in the air and deliver their dream home, right? So, and because you're involved, Norm, you're hands-on. So you are the quality control. You set the standard that everything permeates down from you into your team and all your suppliers. They have the same value. I was talking to your wife about this. You have a standard that you want to deliver to your clients, so they're happy to, you know, they're happy to move in their new home and they're excited, right? And that comes from having the same suppliers and subbies that share your values.
Mm.
They want to do the right thing.
No, look, that's so true. And look, we definitely take pride in everything that we deliver, and that's why we surround ourselves with, you know, great people, you know, that have the same, you know, values. You're 100% correct there. You know, but like, I guess then on the flip of that, like, you know, the disadvantage of then that homeowner that's chosen the wrong builder, that's chosen to work with the wrong glazing company, is now in a sticky situation. So they've now got this home that windows don't open and shut, don't function, you know, can't clean screens, or they're, you know, deteriorating faster than they should be, or they're, you know, weather's blowing in, you know, around the seals and that sort of stuff. So to me, they're left with two options, either sell the home or fix it.
Well, it's very difficult to fix what's there. I think the first option you made about selling the home is probably the way to go. But it's a learning experience. It's a life journey. Mm-hmm. You know, like building a house is a big deal, right? So, you know, and if you look at, there's a couple of points when people build houses. One is everybody has a budget. It doesn't matter if it's a $300,000 home or a $3 million home. They've got a budget in mind, you know what that is. The next thing is there's a level of fear. Who do I trust to build it? This is what we're talking about right now.
That's right.
Okay. So how do I do that? So they've got to go and do their homework and get out, you know, and they do it online and they go and look at your video is very good because you explain very simply what you're about and what your business is about. And you can see the quality there of that, and plus happy homeowners. Like the best salesperson for a builder is a happy client, because what's happening is that you've made promises to your clients that you build houses for that they can go and talk to, and they can actually hear from them that you've delivered those promises.
Yeah.
Okay? And they can see it. They can touch it. They can see the end result of the house and the quality of the house, and they can hear in the happiness of their voice, I'm really happy with what Norm's done for me and his team. And you take away the fear. When you do that, you take away fear. That then develops trust. And when trust is developed, people have already made their mind up. They want to come with you. They've just got to work out what's their real budget.
Mm. And like when you talk around budget, like obviously, unfortunately, we don't all have, you know, the old saying, open checkbook. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
And, you know, that's why working with a good builder to work within your budget and work on what is, you know, I guess, achievable.
Yep.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, it's more viable to spend that little bit more to buy a better product.
Yep.
So then you're not left in this situation that, you know, you've got a home that's not functioning right for you and you either got to sell the home, which is going to cost you money because you're not going to get the value for it because of where things are there.
Yeah.
And then I guess then when it comes down to the value of the home and you're not getting the return on the investment, you're losing there, you know, just to go build another new home.
Yeah. I think because you understand the building process extremely well and you've lived and breathed it, when you sit down with people and you can show them the value of making that investment, that extra investment in the house, so they've really got two choices when they're building the house. Is this my forever house, which is you definitely make the investment, or is this a house I want to sell in 5 years, but I'll make the investment because I want it to look just as good now as what it's going to look in 5 years' time, so when I go to sell it. Because some builders build a house in 5 years' time, they don't look as good as when they were first built. But because of your process and the quality of products and the tradesmen you use, your house is going to look just as good 5 years, 10 years down the track and more. So when they go to sell the house and they've got the capital gain in the house, they don't have to do any maintenance on it.
Mm.
You know, the real estate can come in and go, right, this is a Norm Wales house. This is a great home. I'll have no issues selling it for you, right? Because your name goes forward in the market as a quality builder. Now that's gold, right? When people look and think short term, they make mistakes.
Yeah, so really what you're saying there is, like, obviously we're all working to a budget and got to stay within the perimeters of where things are, but if we can sort of, you know, look beyond just price at times there and, you know, maybe spend that little bit more and invest in ourselves there, you know, it's going to be better for us in the long run.
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's probably the safest investment you're going to make.
Yeah.
You know, because it's always appreciating. It, you know, it really is. If you look at the Australian dream and you're building the Australian dream, you know, people invest in Australian dream will definitely get the right return, but they've got to pick the right builder that uses the right trades, that uses quality supplying products, so that 5-10 years' time when they go to sell that house, guess what? It looks just as great. That's what they've got to understand. Yeah. Not look short term, like I said, low beam. You know, don't look low beam, look over the horizon.
Yeah, now look, I say the same thing. Look beyond the first domino, you know what I mean? But like, Greg, mate, that's been very informative and I really appreciate you sharing your wisdom there once again with us. But, mate, like always, I do like to ask one last question and we'll go to the jar. Okay, Greg, so what's the biggest plot twist you've experienced in your life?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, this is a personal one, this one. My son got cancer at 3 years old.
Wow. Sorry okay. to hear that.
So look, I'm very fortunate. He's 43.
Excellent.
So we went through that journey, and that was horrific, right? Really bad time of my life. I lost my mother 6 months later. Car accident, got killed in a car accident. So this is what I'm talking about. It's pretty personal stuff.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you sharing.
But what it does, it makes you resilient, right? Reinforces how important family is to you. That you know that you've got to keep on going. You're there for your family, and you need to do the right thing. I'll share this with you. Chinese lettering for husband is like a stick man, yeah? And what it means is leaning post you can't break.
Okay.
That's what it means. So, you know, you got to look after your family. You can't break. You got to keep on going. Look, I used to get up in the middle of the night to see if my son was still alive, right, at three. And he came to the bed one early morning, and I wiped his face, and he had blood all over his face, and I freaked out, right? And I had a nosebleed, so... But look, I won't delve too deep into it, but, you know, that was my probably the biggest life challenge. And what it does, it really rejigs your thinking on what the important things in life are. What's most valuable to you as a man and a father is your family.
Yeah, look, mate, that is like absolutely amazing. Like, and I can resonate with you around it myself. And, mate, I really, you know, thank you for being so honest and sharing, you know, something like that. Like, you know, all myself, you know, I lost my father when I was only eight.
Wow.
And I think it teaches you a lot of life skills that you probably wouldn't have otherwise.
Yeah.
But, mate, very different but similar sorts of things. And, look, 100%, it's actually one of our takeaways for our team there. And... is that we have core values and things, and we always have up there with our families first.
Yep.
You know, so without your family, you have nothing, you know what I mean? Yep. Yes, you have your friends and things, but, yeah, always put family first there, and appreciate the small, simple things that you have, because we don't always know how long we have there, you know? So yeah. It's no, look, that's so heartwarming, mate. Like, that's beautiful, and I really appreciate you sharing that. And thanks again for coming on another episode of The Builder's Edge, mate. Your wisdom, like I've said before, is just absolutely amazing.
Thank you very much, Norm. Greatly appreciated.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.